If you're a visitor for the first time, we're delighted to see you. As we celebrate our risen Lord, we also celebrate baptisms and receptions into church membership during this worship service. Tomorrow there will be our bank holiday walk, and the group will meet at Kingston Gate Car Park in Richmond Park at 10:20, and lunch will be at the Roebuck Pub on Richmond Hill at 12 noon. Please let Georgina Forbes know if you're interested in joining the walk. Georgina is right at the back, controlling the sound. Thank you very much. And finally, Carol.
Good morning. In your service sheets this morning, you will have found a heart. They're all different colours, but there will be a heart inside there. I had a picture of the cross, and when I looked at the ground around it, I saw lots of colourful flowers. And when I looked even closer, they turned out not to be flowers, but to be very colourful hearts, and their centres were a cross. And I felt that they were there because they remind us of God's love and our faith in God. So there's one for each of you, because it wasn't for anybody else, it was for each of us. So I would encourage you to take the hearts home as a remembrance of Easter Sunday and what that means. And it could be that you decide, I'm going to keep that one, but you may decide that perhaps you'd like to give it to a friend or a neighbour or a relative who you might want to encourage just with a sign of God's love. Thank you.
Where's she gone? Where's Kathy? Oh, there's Kathy. Hello. Right, Kathy, get yourself down here, man. I'm not walking all that way. You come. Kathy has decided that the time is right to stop being the church secretary, and all God's people said, aww. So this is just a wee tiny thank you. And a wee tiny something. This is good news. The grave is empty. Christ is risen. Alleluia. We join to sing. News and light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Alleluia. Amen. Please have a seat. We join to pray. We are Easter people. Ours is an Easter faith. The yeast rising in our hearts, our wine has vintage taste. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. We are Easter people. Ours is an Easter faith. Our tears are freed to flow and heal our shattered hopes and hearts. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. We are Easter people. Ours is an Easter faith. Our fears have died. We rise to dream, to love, to dance, to live. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Risen in our lives. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We join to sing the song. We will lay our burden down in the hands of the risen Lord. Have a seat. So I have to say that in the pulpit there's more presence than you can shake a stick at. It's not Christmas. If you could just pass me those, that'd be those. And I guess Peter is busy playing for somebody. He's on his way. Thank you. Look at this pile. It's just... So on this day, 1, 2, 3, 4, five people are to be baptized, and 1, 2, 3, 4, Peter's on his way, are to be received into membership. Okay? Beautiful. So what we're going to do is we're going to declare the faith, and then you mothers are going to declare your commitment to about the raising up of your children in the faith. It is since the beginning of time, since the beginning of the faith, that Christians have brought their children to be baptized and have declared the faith for themselves and been received into the church through baptism. For some who are baptized as infants, that has been a defining step on their story. For some, they were dedicated as infants and now come for baptism as adults. But the sign is that the love of God is for all people, regardless of your intellectual ability, regardless of what you can state, regardless of what you can define. God loves you and God loves me. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven, and you will exercise the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." So let's ask God's blessing on this water. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for your love in all creation, especially for the gift of water, to sustain, refresh, and cleanse all life. In the beginning, you moved over the waters. You led your people through the waters of the sea, and Jesus was baptized by John in the River Jordan. You sent your Spirit upon him. His baptism found fulfillment on the cross. He was raised from death that we might have eternal life. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon this water, that those being born anew of water and the Spirit may always remain the number of your faithful children, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. What are we going to do about Peter? We'll do it again, or we'll do something else with him. But for everybody else, would you all stand, please? Would you stand? Would you stand as well? Up. Up, 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 up. Yeah, I know you're not being baptized, but I need your promises. Thank you. Girlies, your mothers are making promises on your behalf, okay? But I would like you to think of these promises for yourself as well. And for you, good people. Do you confess or confess anew your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, and giver of life? From the beginning, believers have continued in worship and fellowship of the church. Do you promise to share with us in the life of this church and be faithful in the privileges and responsibilities of church membership? And to you too, do you promise to teach your daughters the love of God and to bring them up in the worship and life of the church? And to all of you, do you accept the gift and cost of following Jesus in your daily life and work? and with the whole church will you proclaim by word and action the good news of God in Jesus Christ. And as a community of the church, do you welcome these, our brother and sisters in Christ, and to promise to share with them what we ourselves have received? And will you help them educate their children in the faith? Beautiful. Right, here we go. We've had a bit of a challenging manners thing with the Korean names. Because I don't know whether you know this, but in Korean lists, the surname comes first, and then it's the... So he said to me, this is the surname, this is the first name, and I thought, so we've had a bit of a faff backwards and forwards. We're sorry. I'm ignorant. He's not rude enough. I'm sorry. So we will sort it... Not you, you're fine and dandy. So we'll sort it all out. You lot are mostly fine. So please... Come to the font. I know you're not being baptized, but come along. Come. That's beautiful. Come. I need you mothers. Come. Yes, I know you're not being baptized. I know that to be true. Right. Who should go first? What do you reckon? Esther. Esther Christian, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Olivia Serin, beautiful name. Olivia Serin, I will chase you. She just gets her first name. I baptize you in the name of the Father. I know. And the Son. Oh. And the Holy Spirit. Oh. Sujin, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Julia, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yongsuk, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's join together to sing to all these people. Let's sing the words of the blessing. Come to the front, please. let me say a word in your defense. So the thing about Peter is he's a skilled musician and he's moved into this church, and to get himself into this church, he's had to stop playing in two other churches. And on Easter Sunday, not surprisingly, lots of their musicians were away. So he's been playing in another church, and now he's here with us today. So it's not that he's late. It's the fact you got here at all. Yeah. Peter. Do you promise to share with us in the life of this church and to be faithful in the privileges and responsibilities of church membership? And does this come from your faith in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, and giver of life? And do you accept the gift and cost of following Jesus in your daily life and work? And with the whole church, will you proclaim by word and action the good news of God in Jesus Christ? Excellent day. Right, the first thing we're going to do for you people who've been baptized and received into membership is we're going to pray for you. It's pretty good because it's very important. So let's join to pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit, Lord our God, on these your servants, that each of them would know that they are loved and precious in your sight, and that the children and young people would come to make their own declaration of faith and be received into membership, and that all of us together would support one another and grow closer and closer to be like Jesus. Help us, Lord, we pray. Amen. So again, would you like to pray?
Thank you for Leslie. She is such a well-known about some country situation. So she look after some church members with us. As you know, the north part of Korea, little serious matter with Christianity. So the name publicly trick for the some name, but don't worry, our certificate and the church recorder right name on the order. So, yeah. Thank you. You are safe now. Let us pray. Gracious God, touch us again with the fire of your Spirit and renew in us all the grace of our baptism, that we may profess the one true faith and live in love and unity with all who are baptized into Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. So, we've got gifts. Oh! So we thought it was right to give Korean English Bibles. Oh, yeah. Oh, so many. It's like blooming Christmas. And it is always our custom to give Bibles for those who are baptized, because we believe that the fulfilling of the promises, you'll need the scriptures to help you do it. So Julia, this is yours. Esther, this is yours. Maybe you could also look after Olivia's. That's yours. You don't want that one. Sujin, that's yours. But we also know that It might be that the word of life will take a bit of a challenge to understand. So maybe in the meantime, you could do with something to help you along the way. Esther. Julia. Whoa, ho, ho. See, it is like Christmas. There we are. Yeah, I know. It's not an either or. And we decided that we couldn't leave you two out. So now, this one is a brain bleeder. This one is, they're both great books, but I'm giving them to both of you, though that's not what the label says, but they are for both of you. That's for you. That's for you. Just a minute, and the church secretary will come. The current church secretary. Who is her successor? God knows, and we're still looking. Esther, is this you? Olivia is there, is on the floor. Sue Jean. Young Tsuk. Kyunmi is. Kyunmi. Beautiful. Thank you. So would you like to turn around and face these good people, or ignore these good people? Turn around, face this lot, and big hello. And we're going to sing. We're going to sing this hymn, which we always sing at baptisms. So let's join to sing. You can sit down. Yeah. No, you can stay there. We'll sing it you as well. Seat. There was a few rather rude people talking about me having to give everybody a piggyback round the building. Can you imagine that? Because usually I carry a baby and you're just so not happening, is it? We're going to listen for the word of God from Luke chapter 24, and it is going to be read to us by Hee Kim. Yes.
Very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. So they went in, but they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there, puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the women bowed down to the ground as the men said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? Jesus is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you while he was in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life." Then the women remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary the mother of James. They and the other women with them told these things to the apostles. But the apostles thought that what the women said was nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the linen wrappings, but nothing else. Then he went back home, amazed at what had happened.
누가복음 24장 1절에서 12절 말씀. 안식 후 첫날 새벽에 이 여자들이 그 준비한 향품을 가지고 무덤에 가서 돌이 무덤에서 굴려 옮겨진 것을 보고 들어가니 주 예수의 시체가 보이지 아니하더라. 이로 인하여 근심할 때에 문득 찬란한 옷을 입은 두 사람이 곁에 섰는지라. 여자들이 두려워 얼굴을 땅에 대니 두 사람이 이르되 어찌하여 살아있는 자를 죽은 자 가운데서 찾느냐. 여기 계시지 않고 살아나셨느니라. 갈릴리에 계실 때에 너희에게 어떻게 말씀하셨는지를 기억하라. 이르시기를 인자가 죄인의 손에 넘겨져 십자가에 못 박히고 제3일에 다시 살아나야 하리라 하셨느니라 한대 그들이 예수의 말씀을 기억하고 무덤에서 돌아가 이 모든 것을 열한 사도와 다른 모든 이에게 알리니 이 여자들은 막달라 마리아와 요한나와 야고보의 모친 마리아라. 또 그들과 함께한 다른 여자들도 이것을 사도들에게 알리니라. 사도들은 그들의 말이 허탄한 듯이 들려 믿지 아니하나 베드로는 일어나 무덤에 달려가서 구부려 들여다보니 세마포만 보이는지라. 그 된 일을 놀랍게 여기며 집으로 돌아가니라. 아멘.
Good morning. We're going to have a slightly different retelling of that story, so I'm going to ask the children to come to the front. Come and join me. Layla May coming. Oliver, do you want to come? Come and join in. And hopefully we'll get the children joining in, and it would be lovely if the adults felt that they could join in as well. We're going to have the Easter story, and when you hear certain words, there are some actions and some sound effects, and the instructions are going to be on the screen. So when you hear the word morning, you need to make the sound of an alarm clock. So beep, 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 beep. Or however your alarm clock goes. When you hear the word dark, I want you to cover your eyes so that it's all dark. When you hear the word tomb, you have to shiver and rub your arms because it was cold in the tomb. If you hear the word cried or cry, you can wipe your eyes on your sleeve. Your eyes, not your nose. Yes, thank you. Nose is not good. When you hear the word wrong, you have to go, uh-oh. But a bit louder than that, uh-oh. When you hear the word running, you have to be out of breath. And when you hear the word news, you've got to say, what? And look amazed. Are we ready? I'm going to stand. Can you see? Yeah? Okay, we're ready. Here we go. It was very early on Sunday morning when Mary first woke up. She opened her eyes but couldn't see much because everything was still dark. She quickly got up and dressed, then left the house and started walking to the garden where Jesus was buried in the tomb. Everywhere was still very dark, and no one was around. But she wanted to go to the tomb to see the body of Jesus. She felt very tired and lonely. She cried a little as she walked along, and she wondered how Peter was feeling that morning. Peter hadn't slept for 3 days, so she'd been told. He was staying with John. She was glad about that. Something was wrong. She noticed it as soon as she got inside the garden. The stone covering the tomb had fallen over, or it had been pushed away. She wondered if someone had stolen the body, and she panicked. She fled out of the garden and went running to John's house. Peter and John were not too happy about her coming so early, but as soon as they heard the news, they went running to the garden. John got there first, but he didn't go in. Peter did, and all he found was the cloth that they'd wrapped Jesus in. The body was gone. Something was very wrong. Peter and John went running back to find the others. But Mary stayed outside the tomb. What a terrible day. She cried and cried and cried as she thought about it all. Just then she saw something move inside the tomb. She was a little bit frightened, for it was still very dark. But she slowly looked in. There were two men inside the tomb. One of them said, "Why are you crying?" So Mary told them that someone had stolen the body, and she wondered if these two men had done it. But before she could ask, she heard more footsteps behind her. There was a third man, and she jumped. "Why are you crying? What are you looking for?" the man asked. Mary said, "If you have taken him, please tell me where he is." At that point, the man smiled and Mary stood very still. He called out her name and it suddenly hit her. This man hadn't taken Jesus away. He was Jesus. She ran towards him, laughing and crying. Happy crying this time. And talking all at the same time. She was so amazed to see him alive. After that, the rest of the morning was very confusing. Mary went back and found the others and made lots of trips to the garden to show them all that Jesus was alive. Peter came back again to have another look, but still couldn't work out what was going on. The men in the tomb were angels, and they had a busy morning making sure everyone heard the news. What was the news? Jesus was alive!
So let's join together to pray. Let's pray. Let's pray for those people for whom this is just another ordinary day. Those people have got work to do. Those who haven't encountered the risen Jesus and not celebrating his love. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. Those who woke up this morning to discover that their churches had been bombed. But others who will have found graffiti and the detritus of the night, windows broken. Let's pray for those around the world for whom it is a brave thing to declare the faith. And let's hold up before God Christians in North Korea. In Iran, Iraq. Christians in Saudi Arabia. Let's pray for those who grieve today. Those recently bereaved for whom this good news is too much too soon. And as we casually take water for baptism, let us remember those who do not have access to clean water. Those who don't have enough food. Those who don't have access to the health care they need. So let's pray for each other. Let's pray for ourselves that we may have wholeness and peace and hope through the presence in our lives of the risen Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Thank you. So let us pray. God of great gifts, this morning we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you thanks. With resurrection humming in our hearts, our minds are tuned to your song of peace. We thankfully present these gifts to you, a tangible chorus of thanksgiving, a harmony of hope for your kingdom come. Amen. We join to sing, How Can It Be That One Who Died? You'll have to turn. Hallelujah is not just a word, it is a way of living. How many ways can we share alleluia? When bread is divided, alleluia. When the table is set, alleluia. When the hungry are fed, alleluia. When peace is celebrated, alleluia. When communities are brought together, alleluia. When neighbors love each other, alleluia. We believe that this is the Lord's table and all are welcome here. And people will come. People will come from the north and the south to eat at the table in the kingdom of God. So within this church, we believe that everybody is welcome to share. If you would rather not, then pass the elements by. But that choice is yours. We would gladly eat and drink with you. And the elders will bring bread. When you get it, after you've had a moment, would you eat it? If you've got issues with wheat and gluten, then there's provision for you. And then they will bring the wine. And then would you hold that so we can all drink together? And there's no alcohol in this wine because some of us have got issues with the drink. So here, the narrative that is our instruction for what we do on this day. That the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So we take bread, we take wine, and we give thanks. Let us pray. Loving God, the world you made is beautiful and full of wonder. And you made us with all your creatures, and you love all that you've made. You gave us words of the prophets and stories of your people through the generations. And you gave us Jesus, who was born and grew up in difficult times when there was little peace. And he embraced people with your love and told stories that would change us all. He healed those people in pain and brought to life those who had lost all hope. He made friends with anyone who would listen and loved those who were his enemies. And because of the things he said and the things he did, he suffered, he died. But we believe and we celebrate on this day that he was raised from death and lives with you forever. And you give your Holy Spirit to teach and to strengthen us. For these gifts, we give you thanks. We praise you that we're here today around the table of Jesus. The cross, a sign of your arms stretched out in love for us. The empty tomb declaring that your love is stronger than death. Send your Holy Spirit on this bread and wine and upon us, your people, that Christ may be with us and that we would be ready to live for you. Transform these gifts, that the ordinary things of the earth would speak to us of that which is from heaven. Lord, we pray. Amen. In the face of death, he took bread, he broke it and said, "This is given for you." And he took wine and said, "This is a symbol of me pouring myself out for you." The body of Christ.
Thank you.
taste and see that the Lord is good. Let us pray. Tell the world that he has risen. Alleluia, sing. Jesus died, but now is living. He is Christ the King. We will glory in this morning. With this dawning, praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, let your voices raise. Alleluia, alleluia, sing loud hymns of praise. Lord, we pray. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, same as the mess up with the names, if in the middle of all these people moving all these ways, we've missed somebody out with the communion, it was nothing personal, God isn't having a go at you, and we'll sort it out later. But please speak up and we'll sort it, okay? Just because I know it happens. Let's join to sing, Christ the Lord is risen today. Thank you. Since Christ has been raised from death, he cannot die again, and death no longer has power over him. The life he lives to God. Alleluia. And may the God of peace, who raised from death our Lord Jesus, provide us with every good thing we need in order to do God's will. And the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen.